Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. No G's. The morning meeting with Matthew Messina. All G's.
Middle name starts with a G, so that's pretty good.
George?
No.
Gregory? Mm-hmm. Duster?
No. It's my dad's name.
Greg and George are like the only two G names around. And then Gus.
Definitely the most popular, and that's third most popular.
Yeah, Gus, for sure.
G-L.
Glenn.
Yeah.
That's a popular one.
Decently.
How many others are there? I mean, I think if you did a pie chart of male American G names, George, Glenn,
Greg
are up there. Do you think there's any other big ones? Gabe, Gabriel?
Jeff, like G-E-O-F-F.
Get out of here. Gary. I don't know if that's still cool.
Jerry?
No, that's doubt. Gabriel and Gary, I think, might be up there. Anyway, hello and welcome to the morning meeting, building JM. My name's Jimmy, founder of John Boy Media. Matthew Glenn. Two N's?
Yeah.
Messina is here, as always, wearing USA paraphernalia.
Flag Day.
Oh, wow, is it flag? You are dressed up in all flags. Is it because we're recording GeoGod guys today?
No, it's the United States Flag Day.
Oh,
happy Flag Day.
Oh my, and we're recording GeoGod guys today.
I guess I don't know. I was wearing this regardless.
I think we are. I can check my calendar. Googlecalendar.com. We will be talking about today the agenda as you know it. It's June 7th. That's wrong. That's from last week. June 14th. Let's see. Maddie's got here, and we might get to these. We might not. Paternity plan, rugby visitors, basketball injuries, Ted Lasso finale. That's how I said that. We had an Inside Boxing Live event. BB3 breakdown went out. And then we do have some viewer questions, which I think are maybe more interesting topics, some of the good questions we had from last episode. So a reminder, if you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast app, you can go to the YouTube episode, leave comments and questions. We'll scour those and we'll ask ones that seem topical or like we haven't talked about in a while. Also, I'm live on Instagram, so if anyone in live time wants to pop in the chat and ask, I'll try to keep my eye on this over here.
Yeah, and while you're live, or while you're on YouTube, press the subscribe button and get us over 11,000, because we're close.
Over 11,000 on YouTube is the goal, because we're close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, before we start any of these.
Yeah.
Do you have any initial thoughts on the A's last night?
I said that I wanted it to be a topic on Talking Baseball today. Because I have a lot of thoughts. It makes me mad. Like, watching it is very cool. We're in the middle of a 30 for 30 in a documentary, but I have a sweet spot for Oakland fans, and it sucks what's happening. And it's cool they did that. So we'll talk about it more on Talking Baseball. We had our, I think, nominee for John Boy Media Video of the Year, or Clip of the Year, go out yesterday. Mm. The Aaron Boone sitting Indian style, crisscross applesauce style. So funny. Now, I didn't...
Did you hear any of the theory that he's leaning on a couch?
Yeah, I texted that because someone commented on Instagram that he's leaning on like a pillow. I don't... The phone is way lower than the pillow, so it still wouldn't make sense. And then Kyle said there's other angles, because that happened multiple times over the course of filming, where it's more clear that no, he's sitting like that. I knew it was funny. We talked about it as soon as he hung up. Mm-hmm. I didn't know our reactions were going to be that funny.
Yeah, your guys, all three of you, was very funny.
I was in a really, really, really bad mood because I just got done with my doctor's visit.
Right.
And the American medical system pisses me off to no end, but I won't do that here today. So, but I was really, I get like so angry, and my mom and Katie, they've always been on the other end of it. They're like, they agree with me, but they're like, you're being a little dramatic here. And I'm like, fuck this. And then I watched that clip, and I giggled for like 10 minutes straight. I just kept watching it. I do think if we had like an award of, podcast clip of the year, like that's such unintentional comedy. It's so funny. I can't believe I stopped in the middle of my sentence. And I'm just like, well, yeah. What?
Did he not notice, do you think?
I mean, he probably doesn't know his camera pulled out like that. Yeah. I'm sure the guys in the clubhouse are showing it to him and laughing.
That's so my next question was, are you gonna talk about it next week?
We'll see the vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What if he starts with it all the way out?
It'd be funny. I mean, he has no idea how the camera did that or what happened.
Yeah.
It's very funny, though. It's really good. And the Yankees won. I don't know. Anything else? What's the top of your mind right now? What do you want to talk about?
I'm just excited that it's Flag Day, to be honest.
Okay. Oh, I was pulling up my calendar, googlecalendar.com.
Yeah, you pull up your calendar.
Because I believe today's a big day. My mom might be coming to the office with my sister, my younger sister, who does not work here. Her three siblings work here.
Oh, we should have had her on morning. Still can.
Still can. Although it is a big day. Let me see. All right, so we got morning from now until 9, and then we're recording a future episode of morning with a guest at 9. And then at 10, I have Talking Baseball. Sam has a two-hour hold for ball and play stuff on my calendar from 1 to 3. We have floorball planning from at 3. GeoGuessr guys, 4 to 5. So it is a GeoGuessr guy day. And I think we're going to try and sneak in half of Weekly Dumb.
Nice.
Get half of it done so Zach can edit half of it. So on Monday, which is a holiday, but also there's a Sunday night record for Talking Yanks, and that turnaround, I can't do it anymore. Can't record till midnight, which means I'm not going to sleep till like 1:30 because you're kind of stirring your brain, and then wake up and have to take the 7:20 train to get in time to record Weekly Dumb.
Makes sense.
So we'll record it later. So that's, and now maybe Ritzy. No, she doesn't want to come on morning. I was going to send her on Girls & Co.
Yeah, sure.
They had Jess on yesterday, though. I might. And did you hear Girls & Co. asked Zoe to be on?
I do know that. I mean, the whole system just becomes completely,
I mean, they just, like, they cracked their entire wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you got to, their whole philosophy is we don't ask people on.
Guys.
Guys, you have to ask to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they asked Zoe. So Zoe should feel disrespected. They tried to make it like Zoe should feel honored. No. Should feel disrespected. And now you're done. The whole thing's done. You can't stand by it anymore. You have to invite people on your show.
If any guy in this office asks to go on,
yeah, it's a revolt. Yeah, you know, stand your ground. Stonewall Jackson did.
Mm-hmm.
And he got shot by one of his own soldiers.
Right. Stonewall, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool though. Stonewall Jackson, he was autistic. They called him a literalist then, but he was definitely.
He was autistic. Also notorious for taking paternity leave.
No, but I am. I will be going on paternity leave as soon as the baby comes. Baby is due June 29th, but Katie's having contractions already, but not significant. We are, like, the other night we were counting them. The old, I think it's the 5-1-1 rule. It's for like 5 minutes apart for an hour, 5 minutes apart, and they last a minute long, the contraction, for an hour. And then you go to the hospital, I believe. They were 40 seconds long and 7 minutes apart, but it didn't last an hour. It lasted like 20 minutes and then went away, and then it's a big gap for having them again.
Mm.
But yeah, we could be whenever. You could get a call right now. So I think I was the first employee that took paternity leave when James was born. So what I, because since then we've had three others take paternity leave, Rob, Tom, and maybe Matt. Oh, maybe Matt was already had his baby. So I think Rob Scirocco did the same as me, maybe Tom, I don't know. I'm doing 3 weeks off and then 3 weeks part-time. And it's really hard to do off as like fully off, especially where we're at a company right now where like we need to maintain revenue and keep things bringing in, and we can't just like tank a month. So while I'm off those first 3 weeks, and I'd love to be fully off.
Mm-hmm.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check.
Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm going to do... The goal is to stay doing the Boone shows on Talking Yanks.
Yep.
I won't be on Talking Yanks series recaps. That'll be filled in by Joe's or Hoke or Curry or... Cone filled in last time, I believe. Ruco, Yes People, or Joe's, or whoever. Kenobio's been doing pregame show a lot, so like whatever, whoever they get to fill them. And then I'm going to try and stand for the Boone interviews. There'll be three. Record those on Tuesdays. And also film weekly dumb, but from home. So like I'll try to position myself, and then I'll either put like a mannequin with like a green screen as a head, or... I don't know how Zach's going to do it, but those are the two I'm going to try to stay on. And then edit breakdowns in like my spare time between naps and diaper changes and feedings and all of that.
Why do you need the mannequin with the green screen head?
Barstool has like a mannequin shoulders and the TV as a head and the face is the, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, other people
in office.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a TV screen. And then right. I am superimposed. That's the plan. We'll see. I might have to bail out on some of that stuff and just take fully off, especially the first week when Katie's really recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are planning for floorball, so we'll see if there's like, you know, times on the weekend or certain days where I can head out and try to help set up there in the next 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks, I might do Mondays in the office and then everything else from home, but try to be on content.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Two in diapers, so I think we're going to be in for hell. And Kate and I want to do the first couple like weeks like alone. Like her mom has been out. She's very, very, very helpful.
Mm.
But I want to do when I'm on paternity, I really want us to be like in the shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And have to like be her and I, we a team.
Mm-hmm.
And not lean on other people, because then we kind of like lose our partnership, teamdom of like we're tackling this together. It's kind of just like we get into this place of rotating naps,
yeah,
and then never hanging out because okay, grandma's gonna watch them now. Let's both take a nap. We just like kind of never hang out together,
right?
And I don't like that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Is the baby's bedroom ready?
Yep. Yeah, and James moved into a new bed. He's got his little toddler bed, and then baby's got Claire has a crib.
Mm-hmm.
So,
same crib.
Yeah, yeah. That's been ready for a while. Katie's been nesting for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She's just cleaning the entire house, reorganizing the entire house. You read it in the books. Third trimester, gonna start nesting, mm-hmm. And it is a wild time. It's like every room is getting flipped every day, cleaned and reorganized. And I'm like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
This is a lot.
You're very pregnant. Just go home and...
Yeah. No, they did the whole downstairs. It was really nice. So that was good. Yeah. But that's paternity plan.
Nice.
I won't go to All-Star Game. I'll be missing that. So like July is kind of a quieter month, which was by plan anyway. Because
mm-hmm.
last year, July was our most hectic month. And we were like, we can't. July needs to be All-Star break and kind of summer goes on and
last July
was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three of our employees got injured in the same basketball game.
Yeah.
I almost want to have them in and like interrogate them, see what happened. We had like, and we had mild to milder to severe.
Yeah.
Torn ACL. Is that the official?
No, that's not official.
Okay.
Yeah. We went JM
you
Hoops
were there.
Played. Yeah.
Who was there?
JM Hoops played. So it's a group chat of seven of us, plus Drew Davis when he was living here temporarily. But this is the first time we had all seven JM Hoops members at one location play. Okay. Dalton, BBD, Jolly, John, Ronnie, and Zoe. So we're playing normally when we play, it's like 3 to 4 hours maybe. So we got there, we played two games, all smooth. Third game started, and because we had 7, 3-on-3, John's on the bench, Zoe is playing. Zoe runs after a ball that went out of bounds, and the concrete ends. We're in like a park, and so it's just trees. Zoe twists his ankle on like a tree root, goes down. So John subs in. No more than 3 to 5 minutes later, John goes up for a rebound, kind of like ball going out of bounds, try to save it. His left leg lands, and you could just see the body shift and the knee not shift, or vice versa. Yeah. It was like body and knee separating. He went down in pain. We all felt so bad.
Yeah. Well, we had an injury in the warehouse, similar injury, and they mm-hmm. went down, and it was real pain. And you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. They were, you know, shock.
Yeah. Yeah. It just felt so bad. You can't really do anything.
And then Ronnie went to run and get help.
Ronnie apparently had ice in his car, I believe. I think like first aid ice that you crack.
Okay.
So he ran to get his keys. And like I said, it's a park, so the pavement ends. So where the pavement meets the grass, he twists his ankle. But we're all looking at John, and we turn around, and Ronnie's on the ground, like, holding his leg. So at first, we were like, that's not funny. Like, he's actually hurt. And Ronnie's like, no. Because Ronnie was laughing.
Yeah.
Because he was so in disbelief. Like, how could this happen?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, three injuries that, like, all three of them needed help getting to the car to leave.
Sprained ankles aren't fun. Obviously, what happened to John is worse. But I sprained my ankle 3 or 4 times growing up playing hockey.
Yeah.
And what I was told, and I Googled this, is you can't really injure a sprained ankle worse once the swelling goes down.
Right.
And when you're playing hockey, you're tied up in your boots anyway. So mm-hmm. I just started playing through them. Like, I just hated being injured.
Right.
Because once the swelling goes down, you can put as much pressure as you're comfortable with. You can't really, like, re-hurt it that much. You just have to slowly build up the strength. But I was like, I'll do this fast. So I told Zoe that. I was like, hey, once that swelling goes down. Because actually, I think it's worse if you don't maintain mobility and flexibility, then it gets, like, really stiff. So the better that Ronnie was walking on it and stuff. But that's a hilarious scene.
And crazy.
Yeah. The guys were you scared to run? Because then maybe you might get hurt.
I went in as the injury risk. Like, before we started the first game, Zoe made an announcement that said nobody hit Maddie in the head because of the concussion.
Yeah.
So if anybody was getting injured, it's most likely me.
Who's the best basketball player out of that group?
John.
Who's the second best?
No comment.
Wow, so it's you.
No.
It's you. That seems like you think it's you.
No comment. Okay. I think that if you take John out, his height helps a lot.
Yeah.
But he's very good. I think if you take him out, there's a number of people that could win a one-on-one tournament to play next.
So that's where you guys took John out.
Yeah, it's purposeful.
Should we answer some questions here?
Yeah, do you have questions from Instagram or these questions?
No questions that I've seen from Instagram yet. A lot of people saying, ouch, Sam joined and I waved to her. Zoe's here, I'll wave to him.
So, one of the fallen.
One of the fallen. BBD said it was madness. All right, question from...
This is the question that I want to answer.
Yeah.
Because this is a comment that I see a lot when we post promos for our MLB PA merch.
Yeah.
And people are confused why team logos aren't there, and they think that I've seen a lot like
team logos.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're like not there. And then because of that they think that the players are not getting paid from the shirts or something like that. I just want to clarify here, can you break down how the agreement with MLBPA works?
Yeah, well, one, MLB and MLBPA are two separate things, and they hate each other's guts. So
we have a deal with MLBPA,
which is the Players Association.
Not MLB.
Yeah, when you sign a deal with the MLBPA, they put this clause in there, like, or they tried to. I don't know if we took it out. They're like, if we make a deal with MLB as well, it has to be like 50-50 dispersion of like players tees versus team tees. But the MLB doesn't do deals that much. Maybe you could get an individual team, but like the Yankees would never do that, and it would cost so much money. The MLBPA deal was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in the making, and certain people listening to this that were part of it with me are probably very nervous about what I'm going to say, but we came to an agreement recently, and from what I've been told, they've been like great to work with, phenomenal to work with, and they have to approve the shirts, and if it's an official MLBPA shirt, then like, then they get, we split, they get theirs, and then it goes to players.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an upfront we have to pay of like a guarantee. And then after that guarantee, then proceeds or it gets profits. Split, revenue gets split or whatever. We have a 1 year deal with them. But I think, I don't know if we'll get a 2 year deal because I think they're going to try and jack it up to like a point that's, it's not worth it.
I see.
Yeah. They're not really the most fun to work with. And at the higher level, at the lower level, like the guys that are helping us with shirts are really, they've been awesome.
Do we know if it's by player? So if we make a Mookie Betts shirt, Mookie Betts gets that? Or is it like, here's the to a pot it's divvied up. Everybody gets?
I think it's divvied up. That's why sometimes you don't, I think, that's but that's why sometimes you don't see the top players. Barry Bonds, Michael Jordan, they weren't part of those things because they wanted their whole pie.
Right.
I think. That's a good question for Trev, is how does the PA checks get divvied out and when do you earn on them? But we reached out to them a long time ago saying like, hey, we want to make sure that the players are getting what they deserve from our shirts. And then it makes it easier to promote them and it makes it easier. Like Harrison Bader's wearing that shirt at Yankee Stadium. They wouldn't do that if it wasn't MLBPA. Like they would have like, you know, hey, that don't wear that. Yeah. We tried to send shirts or players had asked for shirts and then they wouldn't wear them because it's not, we weren't, but we were trying very hard. But we just wanted a licensing deal for t-shirts and they kind of always try to make it much, much bigger, which we're not ready or that interested in right now.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But yeah, that MLB is different than MLBPA.
Yeah. I think that's the comment I see a lot on Twitter. Just people confused as to why the logos are stripped, which makes sense.
Yeah, they hate each other.
They hate each other. Bouncing off of that to another question. This is from C. Mel on last episode on YouTube. How much practice goes into before warehouse events? And they specifically asked, is it like PGA where the day before they run like their test run on the course?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do they mean players or broadcast? They probably mean players, right?
Players, yeah.
Well, the local teams, like Zoe and Jack, are there twice a week.
Yeah. I think it's less PGA than this question implies. There's not a day where everybody goes before and all 16 players have practice day. No. Everybody's practicing on their own, and the local people have the benefit of being able to go to the warehouse.
Yes, yeah. And, like, Colin Stone right now, he sent me a video of him in, like, what is it called? Like a batting cage, an indoor facility. And he was practicing pitches and throwing blitz balls. We play, like, every week leading up to it. But for, like, K-Mac and Trev would throw around at his field with his son or his bud or his like his buddies, but this BB3 he said he didn't throw at all beforehand. And I don't know what K-Mac does. He might have one. Like Blitzball Battle 1, we sent balls to all the players. It's like, if you want to practice, here's a ball, because they're really weird to throw. But I don't know, that's I just know what the local people do, and it's like, you know, we go once a week and scrimmage a little bit. Or I think Joe's and Lou had some sessions by themselves. But we're trying to have the day before available to everyone coming to just like, but it's not like it's like for content. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to come and make content on the rink before the tournament starts, and then you also get a little feel for it.
Sure.
Ball and play was no practice. The only thing I did a couple times for blitz ball is I made everyone take grounders because they're hard to field because they bounce so awkwardly. You kind of need to get used to it. So I did that. I think blitz battle two, maybe blitz battle three as well. I just had everyone line up. I was like, just field grounders for a while. But blitz ball battle three, we had strict rules on like this half hour is for the two teams to warm up before the game. And there's a bullpen. And then there's the batting practice. So we had a separate bullpen that was the same length and all that. So there was time before games for people to warm up, but you don't want to practice too soon. Like we couldn't play games the day before we film because then your arm is tired.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be adding a sixth day or a fourth day to an already long schedule.
But for floorball, like what Sam and I, she has a hold on my calendar. I'm guessing it's to go over all of this is, We'll have practice matches because it's for the broadcast more so than anything else. To get the timing down, to get the camera movements down, to get the communication down, the replay system, and gameplay. Like, okay, is 3 minutes in between periods too short, too long? How long does a game take? How many can we do in a day? Do we have to alter? So we'll play full games, but it's not – the players benefit from it, but it's not fully for that. It's more for the broadcast and production. And that'll start the last two Thursdays of July. And one of those for ball and play airs this Thursday, right? So for our cricket league, we did three practice broadcast sessions, and one of them is airing
tomorrow at 6, and then another one the following Thursday at 6.
Yeah, and that's to help the audience also like change Understand. Their minds to, oh, we're going to have a new game soon. And that's a really unique new game. So,
Yep. I mean, especially because the last time we did it, we've probably gained 125,000 plus new subscribers. So,
yeah, we're curious to see how that's going to translate. It's almost at 200.
Yeah. They hung the plaque on the wall yesterday, and they have almost double what the plaque is for at this point.
But you don't get another plaque till 1 million, right?
Yes.
And that may never come.
Possible.
Or it will. Maybe we're on NBC before that happens.
Possible.
194,000 subs.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. I can't believe how much that blew up. Wow. You know what people should be ready for? Zach's trailer.
Yes.
When does that come out? June 22nd. So not for a little bit. It's so good.
It's lovely.
I thought people were just being nice to Zach in the comment section on Slack. Like I was like, wow, Zach, you really outdid yourself. Like,
yeah, best one yet.
Best one yet. Because I'm like, wow, how could it be the best one yet? He's made some fucking good hype trailers before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it and I was like, oh, shit. Clips, the end shot is cinematic as fuck.
That's the first Slack. He sent it to me before that. And I said, that end shot where the ball goes and the bell rings is beautiful.
It's like, it's awesome.
Does the
warehouse have asbestos? Multiple remarks across shows about warehouse coffin cancer jokes, said Joshua. I doubt it because there's no insulation in the warehouse.
Yeah.
So I doubt it has asbestos.
What do you say? People joke about it?
The warehouse cough? That's just because it's so dusty.
It's too dusty.
And we try to de-dust a lot, but until we get rid of those sound panelings on the black wall.
They're dust panelings.
Yes. Hey, the budget is pretty tight this year because media spend across the whole industry is down, and we need to survive this year and on a tighter budget and spend less. I was just talking to some of our board members yesterday, investors, and I was like, well, once we survive this, and right now we did really well. Courtney has us positioned pretty well. Like we did exactly what we need to do in May. So now we need to do it in June, but you know, we're still staying smaller budget, doing everything we can within our means, so we, you know, break even or turn a slight profit like we did last month, and keep going. And once, if you know, or if the media spend and the economy comes back and people are buying and investing and the ads are coming, the warehouse one is primed to like do some big shit, live events, do tournaments on a different platform where like it's live on that platform and then gets redistributed on the YouTube channel and do tons of shit. Also, the warehouse, there's a lot of things I would do if we could then have a little budget to fix it up. And one would be get rid of that wall of dust because it's too dusty.
I still like the sound paneling. I like that that wall is different than the other wall for like bounces.
Yeah.
But yes, it's very dusty.
It would look cool if it was blue. If it matched blue on both sides, and it would help the brightness.
Mm.
So yeah, that was, what was that, the question in the chat about dust? There's another question in the chat. Are you guys kind of back with AMP with baseball today? Yeah, so AMP is back with baseball today, and I believe we're talking to them about morning, right? I don't know if it's going to happen, but morning might be back with AMP, which then I could take a voicemail, an episode, or the live chat could happen in there. It wouldn't be on my personal Instagram. But I don't know. I know we're just chatting because it's kind of, morning's been doing better and we have more interviews, and you guys seem to be a crew interested in the show and coming out. Like, we got 10K in last episode, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty good.
13.
Thank you to everyone tuning in. Yes. Appreciate it. And yeah, and then, hold on. I'm waving to Paxton. Hi, Pax. And then someone else asked, Briley said, what's the biggest moneymaker you do at the company outside of ad reads? So you mean, I at first thought you were talking like which content brings in the most, but then you just mean what revenue driver?
Programmatic.
Yeah, it would be programmatic, which is AdSense across the board, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, which
for anybody that doesn't know what that means the ads that YouTube automatically plays or these other platforms automatically give you.
Yes. Or yeah. And we do
that aren't ours.
We do decently well on some of our shows there. But like that, we don't want that to be the second biggest. We want events, merch to keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the second right now. Licensing, yeah, that'll be big. But it's definitely, what's the term we use for it? Just ad spend, or I don't know, all these terms.
Well, we have about 8 minutes before we should probably hop off.
Rapid fire.
8 minutes, right? So, can you walk me through making a breakdown on our own content since you did that for the first time?
Yeah, it's really hard. I did a breakdown on a video game once that Jake and I played, like a crazy ending of baseball. I did a breakdown. I don't know when that comes out. I had to do a breakdown. I wanted to do more of these of Blitz Ball Battle 3. I always feel kind of slimy or guilty making them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so self-promotion, it has to be really worth it. But we sometimes, to get around that, we that feeling of like, I don't like promoting ourselves that much, and we do a okay job, but not an amazing job. But some people are like, you never promote yourself. Like, maybe you just don't tune into the things where we promote the other things. But anyway, we built it into the deal with Shady Rays that like they sponsor the tournament, and then I would do a breakdown that they sponsor. So we built it in, and I like that because it makes me have to do it, but it's really hard because we have 14 different camera angles.
Oh yeah.
And I have access to all 14 camera angles. Like, if I had access to every camera angle that shoots at MLB, you might think I'd be in heaven. And I think I would be in heaven for a second. And then I would be so daunted of like, how do I tell this story and break it up? It's like the defensive play that Jack makes, but it's really a breakdown of the crowd. So the people that listen to this show or the people that like are fans of John Boy Media and know all the characters are going to really enjoy it. So I just dove into it being meta because You know, it's a breakdown of like Jake is the guy in the crowd, and I don't call any of the fans by name. Mm-hmm. So I just act like, I don't know, I'm gonna say like this weirdo, or look at these two, or look at this girl, or look at the, but it was hard because, there's too much footage. It's like, how do you, it's easier when you take just what the broadcast has to offer.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and
why
there's all audio. So there's no like lip reading. Like I have the sound for everything.
Right. I mean, that's why when we shoot things, we only shoot with the minimum number of cameras that we feel like we need.
Yeah. It comes out today.
It's too much. It comes out today at 11 a.m. on the main channel.
Yeah. And I've been pretty good. I've been getting a breakdown out every day. Yeah. I think we missed one day in the last 2 weeks.
Nice. Yeah.
I think. We have a tracker. But, yeah, I don't want to miss days, but I have a couple coming up that... Wait, hold on. 2023 breakdown tracking... we missed 2 days in the last 2 weeks. That's pretty good, though.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like that. I don't know if we've had any big, huge winners, though, but kind of just keeping it churning. Any other rapid-fire questions? I know we
have
to go soon.
We got 4-ish minutes, and we have 3 questions. Ready?
Yes.
What happened to the Gagas? Question from Jackson H.
I'm so busy, but I mean... I don't know. We did a live stream where we like filmed it on the live stream aspect. And Joe's and I kind of looked at each other the other day and like, hey, what happened to the Gagas? And I was like, yeah, what happened? I want to do those, but I need to find a window of time. But I don't know. I think we'll be back. They're not dead.
Not dead. Would you consider taking away the Mercy role in Blitzball Battles? Oh, question from Michelle Bradley.
No, I would not.
I think a lot of the YouTube comments on Warehouse Games say take it away in the second inning when a team is losing.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair to the away team then to get capped and they can't. No, I mean, Jake and I, when we made that, we ran through like every scenario and basically content. We want the games to not be long as hell. The games in live time, we film 4 in a day. They can't be long as hell. Games are better when they're closer and the team can always strike and tie it or come back. So all people are asking for, they don't realize it, is worse games. It's just blowouts. So that's why it's not there. You it's not like you're doomed if you're losing by 7 and you only have 1 inning left. You can unlock the ability to get all, to score 7 runs in that inning and score unlimited runs. You just have to cut the lead in half before 2 outs or before 1 out, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, but no, I mean, a lot of those rules are designed to keep the games more closer and to help with like Rotten Como was 1.5 hours long.
Oh yeah. 10-8 or something.
And Rotten didn't get out of either inning. So if we had no mercy rule, we're looking at 2-hour game.
Yeah.
And that's just the thing where people don't realize that what they're asking for is a much worse product.
Yep. 2 minutes. And our final question here from Chris Michalke. Michalke, do you know Noah Lagan's music? Lagan?
I don't think so.
Well, simple answer there.
Noah.
L-A-G-A-N.
L-A-G-A-N. Noah Lagan. That can't be it. All that comes up is obituary.
Okay.
L-E-G-A-N?
I'm pretty sure the comment had it as an A, but it's possible that it's an E.
L-A-G?
L-E-G-A-N?
Doesn't even come up.
Oh, my God. Let me see. I'll try to find the comment.
There's a YouTube channel, but no videos posted. So no, I'm not familiar, and I can't even. I'm trying, and I can't even find it. Unless you retyped it wrong.
Oh, not Lagan. I don't know what I was doing typing. Maybe it autocorrected. Kahan, K-A-H-A-N.
That comes up a lot more.
Not remotely close. I'm praying that was a typo.
It looks like Jesus.
Or an autocorrect and not a typo.
I don't know. I mean, if I've seen him before, it's just like his songs have come up every now and then. It doesn't seem like I'm familiar. But maybe. I'll check it out. Jason Isbell's new album came out. I'm enjoying that. Is that it for today?
That's it.
We're doing a bunch of interviews with guests. So when I am on paternity leave, this show will continue with some kind of conversations with other people outside of the Jumbo Media Network, or maybe even inside. I'm not sure if we're going to do some of those as well.
We can do this.
So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe. And wish Maddie happy flag day. That'd be very nice of you to do. You just say, hey, Maddie, happy flag day.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.